and called me this morning and said, "Are you going to be here tonight?" And at the time, I really didn't know for sure if I was. And then somebody asked me tonight, I said, "Are you going to preach about being instant in season and out?" I said, "No." Hallelujah. Then I'd have to practice what I preach. But I'm gonna leave you with a thought. How about that? We may just do a little Bible study and may just encourage you just a little bit. I don't know how this is going to turn out. But if you'll help me, God will get us through it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you got your Bible, won't you turn to Acts chapter 16. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to say tonight that I absolutely love what I feel in the service. The Holy Ghost is real. The power of God is real. And the Word of God is real. Amen. I never tire of hearing the Word of God. And the more I hear it, it just seems like the better it gets. I know that's not the case because it's just, the Word of God doesn't get better. I get better when I hear it. And that's what makes it powerful. Amen. Thank you, brother. That's a big glass of water. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts chapter 16. I'm going to read one scripture. And I don't keep sermons in my back pocket waiting to preach. Some preachers do that, I guess. I'm not one to do that. I like to know what God wants for that particular service. I mean, I guess it would be easy, Brother Roman, just to reach back and pull something out and hang from the chandeliers and walk the back of the chairs and, you know, get everybody riled up. But I'm not that type of individual, and I'd have to admit, in the 10 years that we've been here, I have turned Brother Sutton down before when he's asked me to preach. Because I just didn't feel like I had anything. And so it's confession night. So I'm real careful when it comes to the Word of the Lord. And when I got off the phone this morning, this just started going through my mind. And I just want to leave it with you tonight. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I do appreciate this church. I appreciate Brother and Sister Sutton. I really do. I appreciate the Holy Ghost, the holiness, the truth of God that is proclaimed in this house. And I feel somewhat, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, I feel somewhat inadequate because we have heard some sure enough preaching from our pastor lately. Hallelujah. Amen. It's okay. Hallelujah. The anointing of God, the power of God, what God is doing in this church, I don't really care what I'm doing. I just want to be a part of what God is doing here. Amen. I want to be a part of what God is doing. Because I believe in Birmingham, Alabama, it's happening. And I don't believe we're there yet. But I believe we're getting there. And the revival that God has for us, for this church, for this city, for this people, the world out there, Brother Robert, needs to hear what we're saying. I got a couple amens on that. Brother Rick, the world needs to hear what is being said in this church. This city needs to hear what's being said. because I absolutely believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have the truth of God. We have the power of the Holy Ghost, but we need to proclaim it. Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And we could just stop right there and just preach on that a while, because that's powerful. We may touch on it in a little bit. But those last five words is what I want to focus on tonight. The Bible said at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And I want everybody to read those last five words with me. And the prisoners heard them. Say it again. And the prisoners heard them. I want you to look at your neighbor and tell him, when you pray and you praise God, somebody's going to hear it. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands and ask God to bless the word? We give you thanks right now, Lord, for your word, for your goodness. I pray, God, that you would move right now, Lord. It's not by might nor by power. It's by your Spirit, hallelujah, by the Holy Ghost of God, that you would anoint, that you would touch the ears, touch the hearts, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. You can be seated. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And the prisoners heard them. I want you to know tonight, and I don't really know, sound men, what title to put on this, but you could put it something like this. The world is listening. What are we saying? Amen. The world is listening. What are we saying? If you read this chapter of Acts, this 16th chapter of Acts, and we're just going to take our time tonight. And we will still get out early, I promise you that. Paul and Silas had met this young woman in the 16th chapter of Acts. The Bible said was possessed with a spirit of divination. The Bible said she made a lot of money for her masters. And when Paul and Silas happened by her way one day, she caught sight of them, and immediately the demons in her knew exactly who they were, and she followed them around for days, the Bible said, and she proclaimed, she said these words, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And they followed them around, the Bible said, for days, until Paul kind of got tired of her following him around, and he just turned to her and rebuked the devil and cast that spirit out of her, and the Bible said immediately the spirit came out that same hour. And as I was reading this and looking at this, I really believe tonight that this world knows who the apostolics are. When I say that, I mean the spirits, the demons in high places, those that want to keep people down. They know who you are. When you come their way, they know who you are. When you knock on their door, Brother Cedric, they know who you are. And they're going to do everything. They're going to try everything in their power to keep that individual that you're wanting to witness to or to speak to from listening and hearing what you've got to say. And it was such a problem that this girl's masters that used her every day to make money, that she could tell the future or she could tell things to people, and they used it to their gain, and they earned a living at it. And when they couldn't do it anymore, they got mad and they got angry, and they brought him Paul and Silas before the city, and they had him thrown in prison. And the Bible tells us that while they were there in prison or in jail, that at midnight they found themselves in stocks and bonds. They had already been beaten. They had already told them they didn't want any part of what they were doing. They didn't want any part of what they were saying. But in the midst of their apparent dilemma, and in the midst of their trouble, the Bible said they prayed and sang praises unto God. Now they could have chosen, Brother Patrick, in the middle of this situation, to sit down and bellyache about the problem and complain about the problem and say, nobody wants to hear what I've got to say. Nobody wants to hear this truth. Nobody wants to receive deliverance. But they didn't look at it that way. It didn't matter where they were. They decided that we're going to praise God. We're going to open our mouth and we're going to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And right in the middle of that prison cell, the Bible said they prayed and they sang. And somebody heard them. Somebody heard what they were doing. Somebody heard what they were saying. They sang and praised, and the prisoners heard them. It's easy. It's easy in your walk with God to get in a place where you're wanting to reach people and you're wanting to get out there and touch somebody's life and you're wanting to do something for God. And when problems come your way and situations come your way, that it's easy to get that woe is me mentality and everything is against me and nothing is going my way. But I believe that it doesn't really matter where we are in our personal life. There is a cause that we need to stand up to. And that cause is the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every one of us in here tonight, we have a job to do. And I'm going to talk about the body here in just a little bit. But we are all one body, but there are many members in the body. And if everybody is doing their part, somebody out there is going to hear what we're saying. If everybody is on board and everybody is on deck and we're all doing what we're supposed to do, somebody is going to hear what we're saying. Amen. If you don't get anything else tonight, let me tell you this. Amen. Don't get weary in well-doing. That whatsoever you sow, that you will also reap. If you're going to sow the word, you're going to reap the word. Amen. Sister, you're going to win your mom. Things are going to happen in your life. Your husband is coming in because somebody is doing the work of God. Somebody's planting the seed. Somebody's praying. Somebody's praising God. And somebody's listening. Somebody's hearing. If you're involved in Sunday school, and I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but you're doing a work of God. And I tell the Sunday school teachers on Sunday morning and when I talk to them over there, and it's almost the same thought that I tell them every Sunday when I talk to them. You're doing a good work. Don't underestimate what you're doing in the kingdom of God. You're giving, you're saying, and somebody's listening. Hallelujah. Be careful what you say, because they're listening. They're listening in both directions. They're listening, they're watching you at work. They're watching you at school. They're watching you in your everyday life, because They're looking at you. They know when you're having a bad day. They know when things are going bad if you let them see that in you. Be careful what you say. Amen. You're a child of God. How many of you in here has been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ? How many of you have been delivered from sin? How many of you have been set free? How many of you have been filled with the Holy Ghost? You've got something to say tonight. You've got something to give tonight to a world that is hungry, that is listening, that is saying, I need answers. I need a way out. And if you're sitting around with the mully grubs and you're complaining about everything and everybody and there's nothing going on in the church and nobody's doing it and I'm the only one that's got my hand to the plow, wash your mouth out. Amen. And proclaim the truth of God because somebody's listening. I said they're taking notes. Class is in session. Somebody is saying, I need something, Brother Travis, so be careful. I heard a preacher tell a story one time of a personal experience that happened to him. He was going to the hospital with his suit on and going to be a preacher and pray for somebody like he's supposed to and doing the preacher thing, and he pulls into the parking lot and you know how everybody is. You want to get right up front. You don't want to park way back and walk. You want to find that parking spot. You know, we'll drive around Walmart for 30 minutes trying to find that parking spot right up by the door. Can I get an amen? Does anybody else do that besides me? I mean, I could be in the store and out by the time I drive around for 30 minutes trying to find a parking spot. And then you're in a race with somebody that sees it the same time you do. Well, that's what happened to this preacher. He sees a parking spot after driving around a few minutes, and he notices it up there, and he eyes it, and he says, I'm going to get that parking spot. And about that time, this lady pulls up, and about the same time he did, he really didn't see her until he started, and she was going to get that parking spot too. So they were both after the same parking spot. And he said in his mind, well, you biddy, I'm not going to let you get this parking spot. And he pulled in there and zoomed up in there ahead of her and, you know, felt proud that he won the race. And he got out of his car, and about that time, just a couple of slots down, another spot came open, and she pulled in there. And so they were both kind of getting out at the same time, Sister Charlotte. And she walked up to him and said, well, you look like Jesus saves. So be careful with what license plates you put on the front of your car. Because somebody's watching. Somebody's listening. Somebody's taking notes at what you're doing. Amen. What are you proclaiming? I want to go to Isaiah 61 and see, I told you, we're really winding down here. The world is listening. What are we saying? What are we doing? Look at Isaiah chapter 61, and Jesus actually in Luke chapter 4 is quoting Isaiah 61 in verse 1. If we are to be Christ-like, we are to proclaim what He proclaims. And in 61 and 1 of Isaiah, the Bible said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Now, I don't see anywhere in here where it says we're to push people down, we're to tell people how bad things are, we're to tell people that, you know, you're not going to make it, you might as well give up, you might as well throw in the towel. That's not what he said. He said, the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. We've got a message to take to the world. And it's not a message of the Mully Grubs. It's a message of excitement. It's a message of joy. It's a message of the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. They are listening. I want to proclaim it tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Luke 4 that he was the fulfillment of that prophecy. Hallelujah. The cry is going forth. And I believe it, Brother Sutton has said it many times in this pulpit. There are all kinds of people in this city that are crying. We don't know who they are. I believe, Brother Sutton, you were talking about it. We may not know who they are. We may not even believe that type of individual can come in, but they're out there. They're in prayer. There's some Corneliuses out there that are praying for God to reveal truth to them. There's all sorts of people that are in this city and in this world that are waiting for somebody to give them the good news. Somebody to tell them, bring them some happiness or bring them something good. Tell them something good. And we have it. And that's what I want to say tonight. We absolutely have it. Tell your neighbor, you have it. You have what the world needs. We need to proclaim it. We need to shout it. Amen. We need to pray. We need to praise. Because when we do that, somebody's going to listen. Somebody's going to read an email. Somebody's going to listen to a sermon. Somebody's going to see what you have tonight. So it doesn't matter what you're doing in the kingdom of God. Every job is important. And I want to close with this tonight. Sister Bonnie. Where is Sister Bonnie? She didn't even make it back in. Boy. Whew. Hallelujah. I told her it wasn't going to be. There she is. I told you it was going to be short. Hallelujah. I appreciate Sister Bonnie. Sister, brother, I was talking to Brother Sutton today, and I heard him ask Lindsay, did you tell Sister Bonnie that you wasn't going to be there? And I kind of heard a long pause there. And I said, well, brother, I guess we could sing a cappella, we can do it, but it's just better when we don't have to do it. Amen. They're listening. Philip, the Bible talks about him finding himself in a desert. And you know the story, he saw the Ethiopian eunuch reading the Word of God. And he asked him, do you understand what you're reading? And I know this is probably just a more of a confirmation message tonight. But he said, how can I, unless some man show me or teach me? Don't fall for the myth that I've heard countless times in my years living for God. And it's sad that the statement is even said. But don't fall for the myth that nobody wants this. Nobody wants to live it like this. Nobody wants holiness. Nobody wants to live this lifestyle. But you see, the world is tired of phoniness. They're tired of just playing church. They really are. And there are some out there that are searching. They're reading, but they don't know what they read. They don't understand what they're reading. And I'm going to close with this, if we'll stand. We're all one body, but several members. And as the church, we work together as a body to reach this world, this city. The Bible teaches us that one member of the body is not any more important than the other. Paul talks in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 about one planting and one watering, but God giving the increase. You know, where I believe we're in a week of prayer and fasting. And it's been said that if everybody puts their hand and do what you can do, that God will bless the body. Amen. Nobody is an island to themselves. Nobody is a maverick in the kingdom of God. But we're all part of the body. And as a part of the body, and we all do what our ministry or our place in the body, we do what we're placed to do, then God takes everything that we do as a whole and He puts His hand to it, and we're able to reach out and touch somebody. Because not everybody can be and act and do the same thing. Does that make sense? Not everybody can amass a 20,000 name email list and bog down my server. But we got somebody can do it. And Brother Patrick is sending me emails every day of people that are writing him and responding to the things that he's sending out into his website. And maybe you can't teach 26 Bible studies in a week. And maybe you can't, because of your limitations, can't fast 5 days a week. Or maybe you can't, because of your job, you can't pray 8 hours a day. And you understand what I'm saying? But Brother Robert, as we all collectively as a body do what we're supposed to do and find our place, that's important, that we find our place. And God will lay His hand to it and we'll reach somebody. Somebody will hear and they'll come in and they'll receive. For Paul said, we're all laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry. You're God's building. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about being diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Diversities of operations, but the same God. For one is given the Spirit, the word of wisdom, another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith, to another gifts of healing, to another working of miracles and prophecy and discerning of spirits, to others diverse kinds of tongues. But verse 11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is what I like, because he says, but all these worketh that one and the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He will. And then it goes on and it talks about the body. It talks about when one member of the body suffers, they all suffer. I'll give you a homework assignment. Go home and go to your workshop, and men and ladies, go to your husband's workshop or go to your toolbox and pull out a hammer and place your thumb just like this on the table and take the hammer and rear back and just hit it as hard as you can. Tell me if you don't feel the pain all the way through your body. We're in it together. And as a body, as a church, as a people, we'll reach this city. Amen. Because somebody's listening. But we got to have something to say. Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands and love Him one more time? Hallelujah. Amen. Just as a season of prayer, why don't we just gather around the front tonight? Let's just talk to the Lord. Just stand, if you will. And let's just recommit our lives to God and tell Him, yeah, I want to be a part of the body of Christ. You know, I may just be the big toe. Nobody ever recognizes me because there's a shoe on me all the time. But you couldn't walk very well without that big toe. And you're important in the kingdom of God. Amen. Just because you're not the eye, or you're not the arm, or you're not the leg, doesn't mean you're not important. But we're all important in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And just tell the Lord, and just let Him know tonight, Lord, it doesn't really matter what I do in the kingdom of God, just as long as I'm a part of what You're doing. That I'm a part of the body. Hallelujah. Because I know that You're the one that's going to bring the increase. And if I do my part, somebody's going to hear. Somebody's going to be listening. Hallelujah. Amen. Just pray for just a few moments. Reach across and lay your hands on the one next to you and pray with them. Hallelujah. It's not in it. I'm not in it for me. I'm not in it for what I can be. But I'm in it for what I can do for Him. Whatever that is tonight, that's what I want to do. Hallelujah. Because He's holy. It's not about me, but it's about Him. It's about what He can do. It's about what He can do through me. God, if You can use anybody, You could use me, Lord. Hallelujah. I can be a part of Your kingdom and Your word and Your work. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.